Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Listen, we want to talk to you about something so important, the United States Constitution. The reason why Washington exists is because it was written in the Constitution that there's supposed to be a judiciary branch, an executive branch, a legislature branch. And that's all these different things that are happening in D.C. Well, not all of them, but the underlying foundation comes from the United States Constitution.
And thank God for the Constitution.
Yes.
You'd be in trouble.
People are trying to say it's irrelevant. And it's like, it's how everything's actually functioning. I always say this, but it's important. It's like having a fish aquarium with no aquarium. Americans would just pour out over the face of the earth. And so the Constitution is such a precious document. You can see it in Washington, D.C., but they have the Bill of Rights, or the first 10 amendments to the United States Constitution. The very first amendment of all the amendments they could have written, our founding fathers understood they were coming from a place of religious intolerance where you couldn't worship God freely, that they made you have to do something a certain way. And they said, listen, as a matter of fact, we're going to write it into our Constitution. The very first amendment of the United States Constitution is this. Look at this. It says, Congress, which, by the way, is the legislature branch, Congress shall make no law. John, this says what? No law regarding the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the rights of the people to peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress or grievances. In other words, you know, you can worship God freely. You can start a church. You can actually gather in your home. You can have people park around your house to go into a church gathering and all these things. They cannot make any laws concerning that. And so you say, why am I bringing that up? We're talking about what the gun violence is taking, and people are talking about, you know, marching on D.C., take away the guns and that type of thing. Because understand, if we don't have a Second Amendment, we don't have a First Amendment.
Right.
Because the people that came here, our founding fathers, they realized, listen, the very first thing we have to understand is we have to give the rights to be able to worship God freely. The government can do nothing about that. You should be able to speak your mind, open a newspaper, start a television network like we have, and be able to talk. That's a First Amendment right in America. But they said we got to have the Second Amendment to make sure we don't lose that First Amendment. And what is the Second Amendment?
A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
The right of the people, that's if you're in America, that's you, your right to own a weapon, it cannot be messed with. Nobody can infringe on it. Nobody can say you can't have it. And they did that because without that, they didn't have that when you were going on in England, you know, Great Britain was saying what they were saying.
United King.
And we had pilgrims coming not because they wanted to look for a new land. They wanted to be able to survive while they're worshiping God because they were killing them. And then you look at what happened with Hitler. The first thing Germany did is take away the guns. And once they take away the guns, it doesn't matter what you say at that point. There's over 300 million guns, they say, in America. But it's not wrong because it's actually a constitutional right for people to be able to do it. What's wrong is when evil people take a bat, take a knife, take their fist, or take a gun and do evil things with it. But listen, John, this is very interesting. You know, what are the facts? That's very important. What are the facts?
That's an interesting statement. Yeah. Facts.
Right. As a matter of fact, imagine if a gun never, ever, ever actually killed anybody. Well, then you got to go, you know, obviously my brain's messed up. And guns have killed people. But understand this. They invited some actors in. You know, reportedly, they invited these actors in. And what they did on the teleprompter, which is right in the camera. So basically, you look in the camera, you're reading a teleprompter. And they're going to have them read the facts. And when they're reading these facts, this is what's going on. You have people that were actually against, you know, they were for taking away guns and for restricting gun ownership and that type of thing. But watch as they read these things to find out it has nothing to do with what they're saying about guns in America. And we'll cover it more afterwards. But watch their reaction, because they start off confidently, but they're about to find out it's not true. It's all a lie. Watch this.
Which is why we brought in just a whole bunch of different people.
Hello.
So we're going to have you sit in, and we're going to have you reading real facts from the teleprompter. So what we're doing today, mm-hmm. It's exciting. We're going to have you reading from the teleprompter. These are real facts. These are all true, well-researched facts about gun control.
Okay.
And you're going to be reading facts about gun control.
Okay. So is it going to come up in front of that lens? Will I be seeing it? Okay.
Yeah. So, like, here's how it'll look.
Did you know, according to the CDC, there were roughly 38,000 gun deaths in 2016?
Two-thirds of them were suicides.
There are over 300 million guns in the United States.
There are over 5 times more murders by knives than by rifles.
The U.S. has the highest gun ownership rate in the world, but ranks 28th in gun murders.
That's a rate of 2.97 deaths per 100,000 people.
Handguns are responsible for more than 80% of total mass shootings. Handguns.
Between 1993 and 2003, gun ownership increased by 56%, while gun violence decreased by nearly half.
Since 1950, nearly all mass public shootings have occurred in gun-free zones. That's crazy.
From 2013 to 2015, the 6 states that banned open carry actually experienced higher rates of police death.
86.4% of 20,000 police chiefs and sheriffs support concealed carry and are overwhelmingly against further gun control.
Those that have concealed carry permits, on average, commit less crime than police. Imagine that.
Yeah, what does that mean?
There is a clear correlation between higher firearm ownership and reducing police killings.
Switzerland, a nation of about 8 million, is armed with an estimated 2 million guns in circulation, with limited gun legislation.
Switzerland's overall gun homicide rate is practically zero. Gun ownership does not correlate with the homicide rate.
Interesting. I just kind of blindly chose a side on the whole issue without really thinking about facts.
I mean, I'm going to be honest, for me, I don't really like go to the main news sources because a lot of it's always like pushed by an agenda, you know what I mean? So, you know, to get like the real facts, you always have to do more research.
I mean, it definitely makes me want to do more research about like everything that's happening right now with gun violence.
It's interesting to actually take the time and see what the facts say as opposed to what I personally feel.
I didn't know a lot of that. Pretty much all of it.
Gun control does not really mean crime control.
They're really worried about controlling guns, but it's not really up to the guns itself that's gonna cause harm to people. It's really about the bad people.
I mean, it boils down to people, I feel like. But yeah, I mean, facts are facts, so.
I mean, facts are facts.
Period.
This is so important because that's the truth. That's what's being reported from the CDC. And we need to know the truth, then make decisions based on that. And what you're doing is looking at people taking advantage of a tragedy that's taken place, a couple tragedies taking place, that does not measure out to the entire nation. It's far from it. It's the total bipolar opposite of what they're saying. What's their goal? Their goal is to actually take away the guns in America, which is the Second Amendment. And what happens after the Second Amendment's gone? The First Amendment's gone. Listen, when we get back from this break, we're going to break that down a little bit more so you actually can see it. But wasn't it interesting to watch these actors' response, right?
Very.
Make sure you join us after the break.
With Family Talk, here's Dr. James Dobson.
We've been talking this week about a pattern of behavior known as attention deficit disorder, or ADD. Psychologists used to believe this condition tended to go away when children reached puberty. That's what I was taught in graduate school, but we now know that it's a lifelong disorder. Some grown individuals channel their energy into sports or high-risk activities such as rock climbing or bungee jumping or motorcycle racing. They're known as adrenaline junkies, and they love anything that puts them on the edge of danger. Others gravitate toward professions that keep them active and busy. And many function quite well in life as long as they can stay away from desk jobs. Still others, however, have trouble settling on a career or holding down a job. They flit from one task to another and seldom follow through on projects they start. If you're a person with this neurological disorder, it's important to understand how to cope with it. Become knowledgeable of what you're dealing with. Read. Learn to use to-do lists and daily calendars and schedules and written plans. It's also helpful to secure the assistance of a coach who can point out mistakes and help to modify behavior. Like any other challenge in life, adult ADD can be turned from a disadvantage to an asset.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Isn't this amazing? Right before the break, we talked about, you know, having these actors that came in reportedly to be able to read these. All we're doing is just reading the facts.
Right.
And it's so important to understand that, because you're seeing people right now. And by the way, the young people, our heart goes out to the young people in this nation, because I know they're feeling fearful, you know, because of what's taking place, the tragedies taking place. The question is, don't we want to find out what actually caused it so we can solve it? Versus using the pain of the people that suffered so much to push your political agenda to cause the entire nation to lose its freedom?
It's been done for years and they're doing it. I mean, yeah. Even some reports I saw where a father was so concerned, went to see this principal because their sixth grader was allowed to walk out the classroom to do this protest about guns. And the father saying, "Don't you have any authority here?" And the principal saying, "You have to take that up with the superintendent." Right. They let the kids do what they want to do to pass their agenda.
What you're looking at, potentially, allegedly, the NEA, National Education Association, these unions and the organizers, if you see who actually wrote the ticket to be able to have the march on D.C., it wasn't the students. It was these organizations, and it says 501c4, which they protect all the names of who the donors are.
Yeah.
Well, they protect, you don't know who the donors are. But listen, besides that, let's just look at the facts again. I want to be able to say this before we go. I want you to hear this again. These are according to the CDC in America. These are the statistics. In 2016, there was 38,000 deaths caused by guns. Mm. Listen, 2/3 of those deaths were people who had a gun and they shot themselves with it. 2/3.
It's about 25,000, isn't it?
Yeah, so listen, only 13,000 were killed, you know, because of a gun going on. And that's every death at that particular time. So you're looking at, that's totally, you know, not true. Because I was in law enforcement for 10 years, or almost 10 years. And it's just not true. Think about this. This is what they always say. They also say this, CDC. There are over 5 times more murders by knives than rifles.
Wow.
You know, we had to really prepare for knives. They actually would tell us, that if you're within 20 feet of someone with a knife, they can actually reach out and get you with that 20 feet away. I mean, we trained on knives more than anything else. Then they said, also CDC says, the U.S. has the highest gun ownership in the world. In the world. We're a big country, too, if you look at the size of the countries. And like Sweden has 8 million folks, and we have 325 million. Hmm. But we rank 28th in gun murders and of all the different nations that are going on. That comes out of 2.9 per 100,000. That's amazing.
That's amazing.
And listen to this. Not only that, this CDC says handguns are responsible for more than 80% of total mass killings. So they're trying to say it's assault rifles, it's the long guns, but they already had a law that said, you know, you cannot get a handgun until you're 21 years old. Well, that lines right up. The reason why they're saying that, because 80% of total mass shootings came from handguns. This whole thing is not about handguns or long guns or assault rifles. It's about doing away with the Second Amendment. And without the Second Amendment, there is no First Amendment, which is all of our freedoms taken away. When they take the guns away, that's when you got to worry about what's going on. It's a constitutional right. It's not a hunting thing. It's just the fact that you're free. And the government is by the people and for the people. You're the one that determines who goes to Washington, D.C. They don't determine what's happening. It's the Constitution that rules us under God. In our country, our rights come from God and not from government. And so we're seeing this is what you have to be able to protect those rights that are going on.
Yeah.
So between 1993 and 2003, gun ownership in America increased by 56%, while gun violence nearly decreased by half.
Wow.
So the more guns.
That's over a 10-year span.
Over the more guns, the less violence.
That's amazing.
I mean, people don't, listen. I met a lot of the burglars that were out there. If they think you're in the house with a gun, they don't come through your window.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to know what's the percentage of police that actually, they're involved in this every day. This is their job, that actually, fire their pistol.
Oh, very few actually do that in their whole career. But there's a clear correlation between higher firearm ownership and reduced police killings. And listen to this. This one particular thing that they talked about, we're going to move quickly because we're coming to an end. But in regards to one particular stat, I got to find it. Oh, my goodness. I mean, they compared that. Oh, people with concealed carry weapons. In other words, you have a license to carry a concealed weapon, which means you can't see it.
It's hidden.
They commit less crime than police officers.
Wow.
Than the officers that
themselves.
Are, yeah. So people who carry concealed weapons commit less crimes, according to these statistics, than the actual police officers themselves. And police officers, just like everybody else, come from the parts of the community. But that's a big statement. The one that's enforcing the law, you know, and that's not every police officer, but they're saying statistically, the concealed weapons person who carries a concealed weapon is less likely than a police officer. We got to go. But listen, this is so important to understand that this, the whole argument is about to take away the constitutional rights. Listen, everybody should be with fear and trembling, handle any kind of weapon whatsoever, and you should find out how to actually do that. But read your Constitution. We're just talking to you what's in the Constitution and the statistical realities and the statements that come from the CDC, who determines the causes of death and investigates that thing and reports on them. We're finding out the reality is that it has nothing to do with assault weapons or long guns. It's actually, if you're going to pick a gun, it'd be handguns, but they already are illegal for you can't even buy one if you're 21 years or under 21 years. So it's laws that they're already. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we love you. We thank you for our community. We bless them, Lord God. And we just decree right now by faith that abortion has ended in America. The Constitution stands. Revival is here and the Third Great Awakening is here. We just proclaim it by faith in Jesus' name. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.